Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You won't be the first pick in the draft? Huh? Well, buddy boy, I want you to get excited here because we're going to take you here with the first pick in the draft. I got to go back in the draft room here. I got the head coach. Want to talk to you, brother?
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
About one day and 6 hours away from the 2019 NFL draft. You heard John Dorsey yesterday telling Baker Mayfield last year that he would be the first pick in the draft. That leaked the morning of. And speaking of the morning of the draft, tomorrow at 6 a.m., we're providing you with 12 hours of Texans pre-draft coverage. We're going to give you up-to-the-minute updates. You can follow us on Facebook Live. We're going to be there. We're going to be out at NRG during the draft itself. And the radio broadcast led by Mark Vandermeer is going to be live from NRG Stadium. Don't miss it. It's one of the best days of the NFL season. We're taking you inside the Texans draft unlike anyone else on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. A man who's been drafted before, 8-year NFL vet, one of the fastest cornerbacks of all time, Stanford Rout, joins the show. Stanford, the chatter is starting to pick up, and it looks like Dwayne Haskins is being targeted by not just potentially the New York Giants, but also the Washington Redskins now at number 15. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of all the chatter that comes out, do you like when the number one overall pick, Kyler Murray, is leaked? Or would you rather just be surprised, as you said, sit down and watch the draft?
Well, I mean, as a player, you definitely would love for things like that to be leaked. That way you don't have to go through that anxiety that all players go through as far as wondering where they're going to go in the draft. But as a fan, you definitely do like to see a little bit of the suspense. So I get both sides of it. But, I mean, tomorrow I'll be watching the draft, hopefully. So I really could care less, to be honest with you guys.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this, because earlier last week I went through and I found all the interviews that the Texans have had with players and tried to find some sort of trends,
Like
the thing that surprised me is they had, to that point, and the number's higher now, but they had interviewed 10 defensive ends, outside edge rushers, prospects, which was a surprise to me because it's all about the offensive line and defensive backs, but with that kind of an afterthought. But let me put it this way. With what teams did you interview? Like, have visits in their facility type interviews?
I can tell you just like this. The teams that interviewed me were not the ones that drafted me.
Well,
I'll tell you just like that. And I know what you're getting at. I think that what I learned in a lot of other players is that a lot of the time, the team that winds up drafting you, they felt so comfortable with having all the information, all the criteria, everything that they need
happens
to know about
time.
You, that they felt like they didn't need to do the extra protocol of the extra interview, any of the extra conversations, things like that, because they felt like they had already gathered enough information on you.
Did you interview with the Raiders?
No, I didn't.
Not even at the combine?
Not from what I remember. I remember the Broncos. I remember the Eagles because I met Andy Reid and the Giants, but I did not interview with the Raiders.
And what teams did you visit?
I visited the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I visited the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks and the Saints. Bucks and the Saints.
So as much as like you can get some stuff from the interviews, it's a pretty dangerous thing to say, okay, well, they've interviewed all these players or this player five times or four times. There might be something there, but it's not everything.
Yeah, it might be something, but definitely it's not everything, just to your point, because the team that winds up drafting said player, they may not have interviewed him extensively because they felt like they already knew enough mm-hmm. of whatever it was they needed to know, whether it was just through the film from watching him during the season, the Senior Bowl, the Combine, things like that, his pro day, because they feel like they've already gathered enough information. They feel like, okay, you know what? We're already sold on this guy. So if he's available, when we're picking, we're going to go ahead and take him. These other guys, we're not exactly sold on. We need to go ahead, get some more information. Right. We want to pick their brain as far as their football IQ, or we just want to see what type of person they are. If they have a good attitude, things like that, if they're going to fit in well in our locker room. So in a lot of time, whenever you see extra interviews or extra workouts, that may simply be because they feel like they don't have enough information on a certain player.
Did you have an idea of what teams you thought liked you the most?
Yes, I did.
And they were?
The Titans, number one, because definitely I remember it was, gosh.
You just got that
Jim
vibe?
Schwartz. Jim okay. Schwartz. He told me in my pro day. He said we're not going to take you at six. He said, but if you're there when we pick in the early second round, I definitely want you. So I thought that I most likely was probably going to be going to either Denver or the Tennessee Titans.
And you didn't get that vibe from the Raiders?
Nope. The Raiders came. They were part of the contingent that worked me out on my pro day. They ran me through a couple of drills. Nothing extensively, but I can tell you just like this. After I got drafted, it was Calvin Branch. He actually told me after I got drafted during our minicamp, he's like, Stan, I could have told you at your pro day that we were going to draft you.
Well, why the hell didn't you?
But,
Dang.
Yeah, so a lot of times whenever you see a lot of the extra attention or extra communication with mm-hmm. a certain team and a certain player, it could just simply be because they're trying to find out more simply because the other guys, they feel like they're already
research.
Set on.
Yeah.
Draft day chatter with former NFL cornerback Stanford Rout, one of the fastest to ever play the position. There's some more chatter coming out of Miami, and this would benefit the Houston Texans. This happens every damn year. A quarterback that you don't see as a first-round pick, don't even hear about as a first-round pick till a few weeks later. He slides into the first round, and this year that quarterback is Daniel Jones out of Duke. There are reports and rumors that the Miami Dolphins are interested in Jones and could potentially take him as early as number 13.
I could see it. Guy falls in love with a quarterback, man.
Yes. Quarterbacks either go really high or they go really late.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two.
And general managers are like – people think like they're robots. They're like regular people. Mm-hmm. They I might have a player without the research that they have that I just fall in love with. Yes. And come hell or high water, they're going to be biased toward that player. So maybe it's going to be, you say it's the Dolphins?
Yep.
That's huge for the Texans. I mentioned this yesterday, Landry. I think that's huge for the Texans. You want as many teams as possible that are kind of so-so on quarterbacks. Like uh-huh. people didn't know the Dolphins were going to draft a quarterback. It was speculated. People don't know that the Bengals are interested in a quarterback, but it is speculated. Tampa Bay, how much are they in on Jameis Winston? Are they going to go into the first round? Because the more teams that jump into the first round for a quarterback and fall in love with a quarterback, well, that helps more players available for the Texans at 23.
Yes, it does.
Go ahead, Sanford.
I think that, man, in this league, that's just the growing sentiment that everybody feels like they got to have a franchise quarterback. And whenever the Dolphins traded Ryan Tannehill to the Tennessee Titans to back up Marcus Mariota, I figured that they were going to be in the market for a quarterback somewhere, maybe not first round, or maybe second round. But anytime you see a lot of these guys like the Drew Locks or like the Daniel Jones, those are guys who they may not have had a stellar college career at Missouri or at Duke, but because they may have the prototypical size or right. the arm strength or things like that, and these GMs all feel like
they fall in love with them.
Yeah, they all feel like I can find the next Tom Brady, or I can find the next Patrick Mahomes, I can find the next Derek Carr, something like that.
It's Peyton Manning with Jones because he's a Cutcliffe guy.
Yes, exactly. So everybody feels like, you know what, all we got to do is go ahead, draft this guy, put the right pieces around him, get him the right offense coordinator, the right quarterback coach, and then you know what, magic can happen. So I think it's definitely still always going to be a crapshoot anytime you're drafting these quarterbacks, unless it's like an Andrew Luck, or it's like somebody who's just a bona fide stud coming out of college. So it's something that it's never going to stop because everybody thinks to win the big one, you got to have a franchise quarterback. So I can't exactly disagree with that.
Right.
But I've also seen instances where a team has carried a certain player or a certain quarterback to a Super Bowl.
Talking NFL draft with Stanford Rout. Our coverage is going to start tomorrow at 6 a.m. on draft day, 12 hours up till the first pick in the first round. Mark Vandermeer and the radio crew is going to lead you. We're going to be on the concourse at NRG. making the rounds, having some fun on social media. So join us there. We're taking you inside the Texans draft, unlike anyone else, on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Let's take a trip down memory lane real quick.
Let's Stafford. Do it.
Let's go back to 2008. You mentioned Tampa Bay. Aqib Talib selected by the Tampa Bay Bucs in the first round. John Gruden was still the coach. And Aqib Talib is one of my favorite players. He hates John Lopez. That makes me love him even more. But this is Aqib Talib at his draft party. He's with his family, and this is Aqib Talib as he got the call from John Gruden.
Who next, Tampa Bay? Let's see what Gruden's talking about, man. He told me, if you make it to me, we getting you. Oh, hello? What's up, Coach?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Coach.
Just sitting here on the clock. I wanted to call you. You want to be a Buck or not?
You damn right I want to be a Buck, Coach. I'm waiting. Let's go.
You know that Steve Smith is driving me crazy in Carolina, don't you?
Let's get him, Coach. Let's get him then. Let's make it happen, Coach.
Well, I'm gonna try to talk our general manager into this, but you won't let me down, will you?
No, sir.
I think we're sending it right now, big boy.
With the 20th pick in the 2008 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Aqib Talib.
We got you, man.
Is it on TV? Is it on TV?
It's Aqib Talib's call from John Gruden.
That is so good.
Yeah, no, that's great right there.
I'd love to listen to that on three-way. We're going to hear the best NFL draft of all time. Or the best NFL draft interview. Of all time next. It's a guy that a lot of people are very familiar with, maybe the best to ever do it at his position. And the Chiefs made a huge move yesterday. I want to ask Stanford what he thinks about the move they made, but something that could happen very soon could hurt the Chiefs very much. We'll get into all that next.
Not like a duplex, but like a hood duplex, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.